Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome again to another episode of Islamic Upbringing. You are tuned into IRIB English Radio. With me here has joined Brother Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, we have been talking about some of the strategies that parents and educators can apply and help their teenagers overcome different challenges. Well, first was open communication. If something is stressing you, be it a teen, be it a parent, be it an educator, talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is, okay, when you as a parent or educator are talking about these issues, just don't be dictating terms only. Be an active listener as well.
Perfect.
Another thing that you said, set boundaries. And when you talk about setting boundaries, just it does not just come to the academical boundaries, religious boundaries. There are so many boundaries. Well, there should not be so much boundaries that a teenager feels overwhelmed,
definitely,
right? I think we
definitely
need to explore that here.
Definitely.
When we say there are so many boundaries, means there are boundaries in different spheres. For example, religious boundaries, ethical boundaries, some of the boundaries in your home that are your laws that make them well-disciplined.
Yep. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So over here, of course, you know, when we speak about boundaries, it's not like, oh, you know what, we are after our kids or we are after our teens. Oh, you know what, you have to do this, you don't have to do that example, or you shouldn't be doing that example, okay? So we don't tell them directly. Example, when they go to school, okay, they learn the boundaries
yeah.
of the school. Naturally,
yeah.
it happens, okay, what they have to be doing. And it's actually a slow process, like how to know the boundaries is actually a slow process. They will learn slowly. They will learn like in a step-by-step process. Slowly and gradually, they will come to know what where they have to step into and where they shouldn't, okay? So these, when we speak about boundaries, it's about this. So now, when it comes to challenges and how to navigate,
yeah.
because it's our topic, for the teens and as parents, example, we have to first educate them with the challenges
yeah.
ourselves. So maybe our teen might face a particular challenge in his near future. Okay.
Yeah.
Example. So before itself, educating our teen before itself about a particular challenge will make him mentally prepared in
All
order
right.
to tackle it. Okay. Unfortunately, in our communities, we don't share with our teens about the challenges, what they're going to face
yeah.
in their future life, okay? Example, normally, I'll just give you an example. When they are growing, like when they are a young example, we don't tell them what's going to happen after wedding. What are the challenges after, example, what are the challenges after having a child, yeah?
Of course, we ourselves don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's just shown that marriage, oh my God, mashallah, it's so beautiful. Definitely, it is beautiful.
But the challenges are not shown.
But the challenges are not shown.
And in no school, these challenges are taught.
Definitely.
How to navigate with that.
So, example, in a wife and husband relationship, there are issues. What are you going to do if you face them up, okay? I remember Ayatollah Fatimiyya, when he got his son married, he brought a big banner type.
Okay.
Of hadith, where a hadith was written.
Okay.
And he presented it as a gift to his son.
Now there's a curiosity what was written in that yeah. hadith and the content of that hadith. We're going to reveal it after a short break. So,
sure.
dear listeners, don't change that dial. Stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me in the studio. And we're talking about some of the strategies that parents could apply to help teenagers navigate different challenge. Well, you were saying that Ayatollah Fatemiya gave a banner kind of thing. There was a hadith written on it. He gave it to his son when he got married. But what was the content of this hadith?
So it's actually a father training his son about the challenges which are gonna show up in his life, in his married life. Yeah. So the hadith was, I'm just paraphrasing over here. It states that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the matters when you oppress a person and the oppressed one is not having anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So over here, if the person, if the husband is oppressing his wife, and the wife is not having anyone
right
to share with, and the wife is going to share only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Fear in these matters. The oppressed one is not having anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole world.
Because so, you a woman usually leaves everyone else behind to move on in this new married life ahead.
Yes. Yeah. So normally they don't share what problems are going on in the family as well. Yeah. So actually, of course, Ayatollah Fatemiya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his mercies upon him, inshallah. Even till today, his son tells the same thing, like, this is how my father did my upbringing. Okay, whenever I get angry, I remember the hadith which was presented to me by my father.
All right.
It shouldn't be the manner that I say something to my wife and it should count as oppression, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's gonna take account of this oppression from me. So I'm going to stay quiet.
Yeah.
So he knows this is a challenge.
Yeah.
Of course, after married life, this example in married life, this is there. Like this kind of particular thing, there is a kind of clash sometimes. There's a kind of misunderstanding which might happen, you see. So preparing mentally before itself, before the challenge itself. Example, what's going to happen after
Bulugh? Precaution is better than cure.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. What's going to happen after Bulugh? Okay.
Yeah.
What's going to happen if a teen enters university? What happens if a teen enters grade 11 or 12, year 11 or 12, yeah? And unfortunately, I had a few of them were really bad classmates, unfortunately. I was stunned, like what were they speaking? Like what they were speaking was really like for the first time, I never heard in my whole life. And I was like, what's going on over here? What is this class, you see?
It's so because of when you're not setting boundaries.
This is about when I don't know what the challenges are. I just come across the challenge, example, in my life, okay? But if I'm already mentally prepared about a challenge, I know how to tackle it easily.
Yeah.
You see? So example, it's just like a football court. I know the ball is coming from this angle. If I hit it in this way, then the ball might go into the goal, example.
Yeah.
But I never played football. I never am guided about the ball coming in this direction. Suddenly, I see something which is called a ball coming towards me. Maybe the ball will hit my face and I might fall down.
Yeah.
You see? So example, I'm just giving an example. So educating about challenges is a very important part, I would say, which the parents have to do.
Yeah.
And it's kind of responsibility.
All right. We'll discuss more with you, Brother Liaqat. Let's take a short break here. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio. Brother Liaqat Abbas is here with me in the studio, and we are discussing some of the strategies that parents can apply to help their teenagers navigate different kinds of challenges. Well, one of the most important points that we discussed here was educate them about different challenges, because they never know what's going to come in their lives, especially like based on your own experiences, right? You can educate them about different challenges so that they are ready to go.
Yeah,
I would say there was this scholar, and this story actually never gets old for me, at least. It said that there was a famous scholar, and his daughter would go to school and her mother would make her this bread, cheese, the vegetable stuff, and she would give her
kind of sandwich type.
Yes, sandwich type. She would give her this every day. And then she complains to her mother one day that, what is this thing that you're giving me every day? My classmates get different things. They have varieties. They have this. They have that. They get better things. Why do I have to take always sandwich? The mother now talks about father with concern about this matter. The father says, okay, reduce the vegetables from it and only give her the dry bread. And the next day, reduce the cheese. The girl understands. The child understands much more things. Like, okay, maybe I'm getting something that someone else may not be having. I'm only comparing myself with those who have better. And that was the biggest, I would say, way of teaching challenges coming ahead.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Alhamdulillah, over here for the teen, example for the child who took it in a positive way, okay?
Yep,
there might be a place example. You have to see. Because the parents, they knew about their child, they knew about their daughter, example over here, how their daughter is going to take it as a conclusion. Oh, so the conclusion is, okay, I can get this, just a loaf of bread, plain bread, but I'm getting cheese, I'm getting vegetables inside it, I'm getting some toppings, maybe some sauce and everything.
I should be thankful. And,
yeah, exactly. This is one way. The other way can hit in a negative manner.
Okay.
Which the parents have to definitely see. You know, in every single place, there's a positive side, there's a negative side. There's a positive angle and there's a negative angle. So over here, it can happen, oh, because I'm complaining to my parents about the food they are giving, they are making it worse. So I should never be complaining it to my parents. So whenever I complain, I get worse.
Well, definitely this daughter had a huge capacity because she was already a daughter of a scholar.
Exactly.
But yeah, challenges do come for everyone. Challenges do not say, okay, no, you're not a daughter of a great scholar, so I will not come for you. Challenges do come. And the parents usually know what kind of capacity my child has.
But
and they
go
accordingly.
Mm-hmm. But if they don't know, or if they are giving a ray of doubt that it can hit the other way around, example, it's very good to place a note, okay?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is basically think both the sides of the coin.
Yeah.
Okay?
Before
you speak. Think towards both the sides of the coin.
Yeah.
And maybe a small note to their daughter. My dear beloved daughter, most of the people have only this.
Oh.
You are getting much more better. But I'll try my level best
and
to give you
your
more
tone.
Better.
Check your tone.
Yeah, exactly. So in a beautiful way,
right?
I think that would be more beautiful.
Yes. Thank you, brother,
Thank
for
you.
Being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.